Alt NPR.
Alan Baker, the Cellar Rat, here, and today, a look at Harvest Day for the Pinot Noir I've been waiting on for a long time. And if you've been following the Pinot 2.0 project on cellarrat.org, you know that it was a tense couple weeks of scheduled harvest days followed by delays caused by abnormally early rains in the Anderson Valley. As a relative newcomer to the wine fang, I haven't quite found that zen place where you just wait for the appropriate moment and spring into action. And as cool as the old-timers play it, these delays and early rains take their toll. You can see it in their sleep-deprived eyes. I still want agriculture to fit my schedule, and while there are infinite reasons why a vineyard is picked on a certain day, it is sure road to disaster if you pick solely on when it's convenient to you as a winemaker. So we waited. This is Ratcast number 57. And we had every reason to believe we were waiting on some truly spectacular fruit from the Winsel Vineyard. So we kept canceling our motel reservations at the last minute, and the folks at the Anderson Valley Inn let our group out of the one-week cancellation policy more than once, so we owe them a huge debt of gratitude, that is, or it would have been money. So the day finally arrived, and several folks from the Rat Pack group who were helping make this wine with me went up the day before we were scheduled to harvest. Harvest always starts very early to get the grapes out of the vineyard while they are nice and cool, and this keeps any natural yeasts from getting started fermenting before you want them to take off. The moon was bright in the sky, and it was pitch black when we headed towards the vineyard before sunrise that day. Roland Winsel and his vineyard manager Mauricio Chavez and their crew of 10 pickers were in the vineyard before we arrived, along with Casey Hartlip, who you've heard in previous Ratcasts. There's video and other images from Harvest Day up on cellarrat.org. It's been a long time since I'd seen my breath due to the chill in the air, and it was a crisp morning in the Winsel Vineyard, still cloaked in the shadow of the eastern ridge that it's tucked beneath. But the bright glow of the sun was creeping down, slowly down the forested western slope of Anderson Valley towards us as we arrived in the vineyard. It's October 12th, and we're finally picking the Winsel grapes. The Pinot 2.0 grapes are coming out of the vineyard. It's 7 a.m., it's 38 degrees, and the crew is already out here picking. Let's go track down Roland Winsel and figure out what's on the docket for today and how long it's going to take us to get these grapes out of the vineyard. So it's October 12th. We finally made it to harvest. Tell me about what you're thinking about. End of a long road here.
It's been a long pull. This is a fairly late harvest, and it's cool, as you can tell. You're dressed for the occasion. One of the things that really struck me about today is that this is the culmination of 5 years of really hard work, and Mauricio and all the guys who work here have done all the work. We laid the vineyard out, we planted, and we pruned and maintained, and this is basically the first commercial harvest.
So as you see these grapes that you all have been working 5 years to get this first harvest, what are you thinking as they're finally leaving the vineyard?
Enormous amount of satisfaction, just satisfaction, just wonderful. It's in a beautiful spot. Aesthetically, this is... I envy Mauricio. He gets to come and work here all the time in this beautiful place. I have to go away sometimes.
So tell me about working out here in this beautiful, these rolling hills and these forests.
Well, this is pretty nice to do this, you know. Everything is different, but we're focused on the vineyards to have a good result like this year. So, and everybody's happy because this is the first time in 5 years.
The grapes look absolutely beautiful. Are you feeling some regret watching them go away?
Yeah.
So you guys are moving pretty fast. How much fruit are you picking today? Do you know how much this will be?
It's going to be like 8 tons, I think, around 6 to 8, yeah.
So how much does each one of those bins weigh that they're dumping into the larger bin?
I think it's about 20, 25 pounds.
Okay, so yeah. So they're doing this for 4 or 5 hours. That's a lot of lifting.
Oh, yeah, that's heavy work. Yeah, pretty hard.
The Wentzel crew of 10 men started before 7 a.m. and wrapped up picking about 11:30 that morning. They don't get paid by the hour when it comes to harvest. They get paid by the ton. So these guys are very interested in getting the grapes off the vine and into the bins. The Wentzels pay $130 per ton, and they picked 7 tons that day. So the 10-man crew splits that money, and they each earned $91 for their 4.5 hours of work. So that's an hourly rate of a little more than $20 an hour, which is about twice what these guys would average hourly in the summer working for other vineyards, where they typically get something like $12 an hour at the high end for various jobs. This varies widely, and I did not ask Roland what he pays his full-time crew of 5 guys. I was on my way to catch Casey Hartlip to figure out how, after a long season, they get these grapes to come through looking so amazingly beautiful. Grapes hanging just before harvest is truly one of the most beautiful things in the world. At least I think so. We also had a good showing from the Rat Pack, who showed up to help pick that day, and I caught up with a couple of those folks to get their impressions of what they saw. Okay, so we've been trying our hand at picking, and Scott Wren is here. You're part of the group. What, have you ever done a pick before?
Never done a pick. It's early morning. It's crisp. I can barely get these things off of the vine.
So what strikes you as you go into this? What stands out as kind of what did you expect or not expect?
The thing that stands out is really the flavor of the grapes.
Yeah.
I mean, just they're unbelievable. You know, I could eat these over table grapes any day. It's like beautiful color. Like Casey's saying, it's explosive. It's just, you know, I get wine now after tasting these grapes. You know, I can sort of see how it gets to be wine. So that's the most amazing thing.
So do you think you could pick grapes for a living?
No, definitely not. I think the end of my career is going to be in about an hour.
Okay, David, you're here all the way from Puerto Rico. You're right? Struggling with this cold weather a little bit.
I wasn't quite ready for this.
So what are you finding out here?
I'm just impressed by the management. Just the beauty of the grapes here, it's really impressive.
So, enough work for you?
Yeah, man. More than I can handle.
Okay, so I'm here with Casey Hartlip, and we want to talk a little bit about the actual grapes that are on the vine. There's some pretty amazing fruit in this vineyard this year, Casey. Talk about how you go about getting things to look so beautiful here.
Oh, well, I mean, first of all, nature has most to do with how beautiful this really looks. We're just, you know, we just kind of try to stay out of the way. But what we're really trying to do with Pinot or almost any other grape is spacing and separation of the fruit. We don't want a lot of fruit laying on top of each other. So that's number one key. So when we go through and prune, we try to have spacing between all of our spurs. And we try to have one handprint between each spur right here, and that helps keep fruit separated. And then if we have to in the late summer, we'll come through and actually drop a cluster to, if you get a cluster laying on top of one like this, you're not getting enough sun on it, you can have rot problems.
Okay.
Because not enough air and sunlight.
And so that's a lot of labor. This all kicked off early in the spring. In May, things started growing. Talk about this beautiful fruit we're looking at right now.
Right. Well, I mean, this actually started in January and February when the guys prune these vines.
Okay.
And spend months going through hand pruning each vine.
Right. This stuff tastes amazing. I mean, most people never get to taste a wine grape before it like shows up in the bottle. So talk a little bit about how this is different than most grapes.
I mean, I can't. I mean, it's just magic. It really is. Why is this so special? Why does this taste so good? Because it's the right grape in the right place.
So there we were with 7 tons of beautiful Pinot Noir. And as these bins got loaded to the truck for the drive back to San Francisco, we turned around and there was a beautiful meal set up in the vineyard to celebrate the harvest with the crew. The Wentzels could not have been more generous. The fuel from the glazed donut, the convenience store glazed donut and several cups of coffee had pretty much worn out by this point, so this meal was a perfect end to a perfect morning out in the vineyard. If you're curious about the Pinot 2.0 wine and how you might get your hands on some, check out cellarat.org for information on that. And you'll also find other in-depth interviews with some of the folks we talked with today. I'm Alan Baker of the Cellar Rat, and I will be back with you soon.
Alt.